You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I spoke to Dr. Timothy Welch, Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland, about New Zealand's reliance on cars in the face of a fossil fuel crisis. Earlier this week, the government announced a fuel crisis relief package, which includes giving 150,000 families an extra $50 a week to help with fuel costs. The Green Party proposed an alternative support package that includes free public transport for 3 months on top of targeted relief payments. I spoke to Dr. Timothy Welch again, but this time about the government's response and alternative proposals that focus on increasing public transport usage. I started by asking if he could give me an overview of what is in the government's relief package.
The relief package is essentially a $50 payment. It kind of is in the form of a tax credit that will go to working families, so those that have someone that's employed meeting a maximum income threshold. And that will be a $50 kind of cash payment to those households.
Why do you think free public transport is a better option than what the government has proposed?
Well, free public transport is really kind of getting at the heart of the issue, which is we are looking at a massive petrol supply problem. So we're kind of in uncharted territory in terms of how much fuel we have left in the country and how much is on its way. And so what we really need to be considering at this moment is how do we preserve the stocks we currently have? A $50 payment is going to help with cost of living for some people, but it's not going to do anything to reduce our consumption of fuel. On the other hand, if we can reduce the cost of public transportation, provide a meaningful alternative that anybody can afford to driving, then we significantly reduce the pressure on fuel consumption for the whole country.
The Greens have proposed free public transport for 3 months. Do you agree with this proposal?
Well, it's something that we've done in a way before. We haven't quite gotten to free, but we've tried during COVID, or we did during COVID, reduce fares to half price. And just from this experience alone, we know that that generated a significant increase, about 7% more public transport trips. And we know that at least 3% of those trips were coming directly from cars and taxis. So we know that people are getting out of their cars and moving to public transportation. So it's reducing the demand. And we know that a significant portion of people who were low income or in subsidized housing were using that reduced fare as a new way to get around when they felt like they couldn't afford public transportation. So we know it benefits a group of people that definitely need lower cost transport options, and we know it's effective in getting people out of cars, which in turn would be effectively reducing the demand for fuel. And we know that the cost of a program, even for 3 months, is much lower than the $50 payments the government is currently doing.
What about rural families or people who don't have access to public transport?
Yeah, so the argument that not everyone would benefit from free public transport is actually one of the strongest arguments for making it free. If we look at fuel consumption, we know that 95% of petrol goes to light vehicles, and this consumption is primarily in our three biggest cities. And in those cities is where we have the best public transportation. So if we can get people in our cities out of their cars onto public transport, that means we've reduced the pressure on our stocks for the whole country and thereby have more availability for everyone that can't access public transportation and hold prices more steady for everybody in rural areas as well, and tradies and anybody else who really can't use public transportation as an alternative. So making it free and getting more people in our cities on public transport is a benefit to the whole country.
You mentioned the similar policies we've seen in New Zealand. Even if they haven't gotten all the way to free public transport, the reduced price of public transport, for example, during COVID. But have we seen this full idea, the idea of free public transport, work anywhere in the world?
A number of cities around the world have used this model. Some use it currently, some have tested it for short periods, and the results are fairly uniform. What we see is a strong uptake in public transportation. It's not just that it costs less for the individual, but it reduces the barriers to using public transportation. There's less concern about how people will pay for it, the method of payment, taking on and off, all of those things that are complicated for a person and may just keep them in their car are relieved. So we know from multiple cities across the world that free public transportation will actually increase ridership and reduce driving.
Is there anything else you would want people who are suspicious of free public transport to know?
The fact is that if we can reduce public transport, if we can make it free, it's something that we can do very quickly. So this is something that essentially could be done overnight and have an immediate impact on our fuel consumption. And it targets a much broader range of the public than our current $50 payment does. We can benefit students, beneficiaries, single adults, people who are out of work, people who are retired. So everyone can have access to better transportation options, or at least a larger group can, than the programs that we currently have in place.
That was Dr. Timothy Welch, Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland, on a follow-up interview about the government's response to the fuel crisis.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.